请大家今天跟晚上跟我打开《腓立比书》第一章。
We'll turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章，我们要从第十二节看完到第十八节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 through 18. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice.
人生之中少不了一些个试炼痛苦的经验。
There will be times of temptation and trials in life.
但是经过试验以后，人的情形可能反应不一样。
And people respond differently in trials and tribulations.
有的人经过了痛苦，可能因此就失败跌倒了。
Some people go through trials and they fail.
有的人经过了试炼以后，可能叫他里面的生命更加刚强起来。
Others go through trial and they grow stronger.
分别在他怎么样在痛苦之中来反应。
What makes the difference is the way they react in times of suffering.
那他这个反应的那个原因在什么地方呢？
And the reason for people's responding differently.
特别我们属主的人，
especially among Christians.
基本上来说是他对主的那个态度。
The basic problem is one's attitude towards the Lord.
一个人在压力的底下的那个反应，
The way one responds under pressure，
就显出来他里边那个生命真正的性格是什么样子，
reflects the true personality of one。
一个真正的在灵里边的伟大的人，
One who is truly great spiritually，
你可以把他放在最困难的环境里面，
You can put him or her in the most difficult situation.
你可以用锁链把他锁住，放在监牢里边。
You can put him under chains and throw him into jail.
但是他的灵却是仍然自由的，仍然在极高的地方来居住。
But his spirit would be free.
如同我们所见证的保罗的经验一样。
And this is what we witness in Paul.
不单保罗是如此。
Not only Paul.
在圣经里面我们看见好几个神所重用的人都是如此。
We see many, many men and women of God in the Bible who are like this.
旧约里边我们看见雅各的那个小儿子约瑟的经验。
In the Old Testament, we see the example of Joseph.
没有特别的原因，受到了人所不容易担当的痛苦。
There was no reason, he did nothing wrong, but he went through suffering beyond description.
被他的弟兄卖掉了。
He was sold by his own brothers.
去到一个生的地方，外邦人的地方。
He was sent to a foreign land.
受到了他的主母波提法的妻子的试探。
And he was tempted by the wife of his master.
结果被放在监牢里面。
And he was put into jail.
在监牢里边被人忘记。
And there he was forgotten.
满怀的盼望，希望他给九正善长解梦以后可以得到释放。
He was hoping that after he helped out the cupbearer, he would be delivered.
但是结果把他忘记了。
But the cupbearer forgot about him.
经过多少的试炼，
after many many trials,
没有一个可以说是因为他自己的失败，因为他自己的跌倒。
Not because he did anything wrong, not because he stumbled.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么要叫他经过那么多的试炼呢？
Why did God put him through so many trials?
我觉得是为这个原因。
I think there's only one reason.
因为神在他的身上有一个极大的目的。
Because God has a great purpose in his life.
经过考验，经过磨练以后，
that after trials and after trials,
他里边那个属灵的生命更加坚强了。
His spiritual life would become stronger.
一个没有试验，没有经过试验的人，我们对他没有信心。
Because we cannot really put our confidence into one who has never been put through trials.
我们不知道他担当得起那个重担或者担当不起。
We don't know if he will be able to bear heavy responsibilities.
啊，他经过了考验以后，
But after the trials,
神给他极重的责任。
God gave him great responsibility.
可以说整个世界的那个责任在他身上。
The whole world rests on his shoulder.
以色列人的前途落在他的肩头上面。
The future of Israel.Was on his shoulders.
使徒保罗也是如此。
We see the same thing in the life of the apostle Paul.
不是因着他自己的错误。
He did nothing wrong.
不是因着他自己的失败或者犯了什么罪。
He did not fail. He did not commit any sin.
但是他却被放在罗马的监牢里。
But he was put into the Roman jail.
我们不敢想象坐在监牢里面的情形是什么样子。
We cannot imagine what it is like to be in jail.
没有多久以前，我有机会到监牢里面去探望一个年轻人。
Not long ago, I had the opportunity to visit a young man in a prison.
我以前没有机会去过探过监牢。
I never been in a jail before.
那么看到那个情形呢，使我的心里非常非常的沉重。
And my heart was heavy as I saw what I saw.
但是我回来以后见到这个青年人的家人，我所听到的。
But after I came back, I went to visit the family of this young man.
他们对我所讲的一些事情，叫我的心里边更加觉得沉重。
What I heard there even made me feel heavier.
因为他这个青年人在监牢里边所受到那些个黑社会等等的试探，是我们想象不到的。
Because the kind of difficulties and temptations this young man faces in the jail is beyond our imagination.
我们不能够轻看呢，在监牢里边这种痛苦的经验。
We cannot discount easily what are the suffering in the jail.
但是另外一方面来说呢，我们中间可能没有人有过这样的经验。
None of us among here might have this experience.
为这个我们应该感谢主。
And for this we thank the Lord.
我们没有受过这种痛苦，这种试炼。
We have never been through such suffering.
但是我们可能有别的样的痛苦，别的样叫我们失望的经验。
However, we might have other painful experiences in life.
我们可能有身体方面的软弱，或者心里的愿望不能实现。
We might have physical ailment. We have things that cannot realize.
也许在我们的个性上面，或我们的背景上面，有些个缺陷是我们觉得难以担当的。
Maybe there's something regarding our background, our personality, something that we cannot really handle.
也许在外边看来不是一个监牢。
Maybe on the outside it is not like a prison.
但是在灵里边可能成一个监牢一样在捆绑着我们。
But deep inside we feel like it is a prison.
或者更重要的，在我们前边的日子可能有这么样的监牢摆在那里。
And then in the days ahead, such prisons might come our way.
我们不知道前面有什么样的事情。
We do not know what will happen in the future.
除非我们如同我另外一个时候所说，从那个前线上面逃跑。
Last night I said that there might be people who run away from the front line.
但是如果我们要是不逃跑，前边在前线上面也许有试炼等待着我们。
But if we are to remain, but we are to stay there, there might be difficult times.
那么在经过那样试炼以后，我们的反应会怎么样？
And when trials come,How are we to respond?
神能不能够在我们的身上好像信得过我们？
Will God be able to trust us?
那我们要看我们怎么样在神的面前预备我们自己，我们怎么样来反应。
And we have to wait before the Lord. How are we going to prepare ourselves that we may react properly?
那今天我们要从刚才我们所看的这几节圣经所记保罗的经验。
From these few verses, we can look at the experience of Paul.
来看一看他在这个试炼之中怎么样来反应。
How did he react under the circumstances?
首先在这里我们看见呢，保罗他好像把这个痛苦完全把它放在脑后一样。
First of all, we observed that it seems that Paul is putting all these suffering behind his back.
他在监牢里边。
He was in prison.
他从来没可能没有过这样的经验。
He had never had such experience.
不是因为他的生活配受这样的试炼。
Maybe the kind of life he had lived made him worthy of such trials.
在人看来，这是一个应当叫他非常灰心失望的经验。
It seems to be a very discouraging experience.
但是保罗的反应怎么样呢？
But what is the reaction of Paul?
保罗说，我在这里，他在这里一再的说，我就更加喜乐。
Paul repeats here once and again, I rejoice.
我因为这个原因喜乐，我还要喜乐。
Because of this, I rejoice and I will rejoice.
保罗在罗马的监牢里面写的这封书信。
Paul wrote this letter in the Roman jail.
但是如果我们要看一看他的这封书信里面所提的呀。
But if we are to read through this letter,
他有四次提到捆锁或者监牢。
He mentioned bondage or prison four times.
但是在这封书信里面有十六次那么多他讲到喜乐。
But he mentioned joy or rejoice 16 times.
四倍比他多过他讲到痛苦的这样的词句。
Four times the times he mentioned suffering.
在以弗所书里边他用了一句话我觉得非常美啊。
In Ephesians, he had something very beautiful to say.
在以弗所书第一章第三节那里他说神给在基督里边给了我们有天上属灵的福气。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 he says, The God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
保罗也是在腓立比监牢写的这封书信。
Paul also wrote this epistle in the jail of Philippians.
他说我在这里经验到在天上的那种福气。
But he said he experienced this heavenly blessings.
人好像是在罗马的监牢里面。
He was in the Roman jail.
但他的心灵却真的好像生活在天上面的情形一样。
But his spirit lived as if he was in heaven.
他的注意力没有放在他的那个监牢的捆锁上面。
He did not pay attention to the suffering in the jail.
这是多么难做到的一件事情。
It is really difficult to do what he did.
在试炼痛苦之中。
In trials and suffering.
把你的注意，把你的眼睛没有放在你的这些痛苦里面。
Focusing not on suffering.
在你自己的限制，你自己的困难，你自己的软弱当中。
In all the difficulties and weaknesses of the flesh,
你没有把你的注意力单单放你自己的软弱、你自己的困难、你自己的限制里面。
You are not to look inward.
我们常常讲啊，说这个人有自卑的感觉。
A lot of time we talk about one's inferiority complex.
为什么会有自卑的感觉呢？
Why should one feel inferior?
因为他把他的注意力单单放在他自己认为是软弱的地方。
Because he looks at all his weaknesses.
但是如果我们真知道我的所有的一切都是从主来的。
But if we know that everything we have is from the Lord.
如果我们说一切每一件事情那么就包括着我们生活中可能有的那些软弱吧。
If we say everything, that means even the weaknesses.
那么这些个软弱如果真的是从主来的。
If even our weaknesses are from the Lord,
如果我所受的一个痛苦，我被人误会，我自己的损失，那些个都是从主来的。
If all the suffering, misunderstanding from people are from the Lord,
那么我能不能够把这件事情看作是主在我身上的计划的一部分呢？
Then can we regard these as part of God's plan in our life?
那我会不会再为这个有自卑的感觉呢？
Should we feel inferior anymore?
在这么样的情形之下，我会不会因着这些个痛苦，因着这些个限制，向神有一个反抗的心理呢？
And under such circumstances, when we're in trials and difficulties, should we rebel against it?
在这么样困难的环境里边，在罗马的监牢里，保罗说：“因此我就欢喜，我要更加欢喜。”
Even in such difficult circumstances, the Roman jail.Paul said, I rejoice and I will rejoice.
他所以能够这么样做，他没有把他的注意力放在他的痛苦上面。
He's able to do this because he did not just focus on his suffering.
然后另外一个原因，我觉得他所以能够这么样做呀，忘记他的痛苦啊。
The other reason he was able to do this,
因为在这里我们其实今天早上也听过了，说我活着就是基督。
Because he said that to live for me is Christ.
他说我活着就是基督。
He said, for me, living is Christ.
什么意思啊?
What does it mean?
当然解经的人可能给你有很多种不同的解释。
There might be many, many interpretations.
但是你从这个上下文里面看见好像有一个最重要的解释。
But But if you look at the context carefully, there is one most important interpretation.
我活着就是要在我的生活之中把基督活出来。
I live so that I will live out Christ in my life.
在另外一个地方，罗马书里边，保罗告诉我们说。
In another place in the epistle to the Romans, Paul said,
我们不论或活或死都是主的人。
He said, we are the Lord's people, whether we die or we live.
意思就是说，我不论怎么样生活，或者是怎么样经验，我都是为的是把主耶稣把它彰显出来。
In other words, no matter how I live, no matter what experiences I have to go through, the sole purpose of my life is to live out Christ.
让主在我的里边生活出来。
That Christ may be magnified in my life.
不是单单我自己，好像努力做的我像基督的样式。
Not that I am to struggle hard to be like Christ.
乃是让主在我的里边自由的能够彰显出来。
But I let Christ be freely manifest in my life.
那如果我要让主能够很自由的在我里边彰显出来的话呀？
If I am to let Christ freely manifest himself in my life,
那我们必须还是用昨天晚上我们所说过的话。
Then we have to repeat what we said last night.
我们必须如同保罗所说，对世界来说，我已经死了。
We have to say, like Paul said, I am dead to the world.
我与基督已经同钉十字架。
I am crucified with Christ on the cross.
如今活着的不再是我。
I'm no longer living.
所以对事情的有困难来的那个反应不是我在反应。
So when time comes for me to react, it's not me reacting.
所以遇到困难时候我要做那个决定不是我来做那个决定。
When difficult decisions are to be made, it is not me to make the decision.
是让基督在我的里边活出来。
But I'm to let Christ live himself out in me.
如果我要让基督在我里边活出来。
If I am to let Christ live in me,
是让基督来掌管着我整个的生活了。
I am to let him control every area of
my life. 我自己没有一点点我的意思再来表现了。
I have no reservation. I don't have any of my own desire.
在生活中对一切事的反应是让主的意思来决定。
In every decision of life, we are to let Christ make the decision.
昨天我们讲到十字架的意义啊。
Last night we talked about the meaning of the cross.
我们特别讲到为主受死或者与主同死的那个意义。
We talked about the meaning of dying with Christ.
但是那个只是十字架一方面的意义。
But there is only one aspect of the meaning of the cross.
十字架在我们与主同活的经验里边有一个更深的意义。
There is yet a deeper meaning as far as the cross goes.That we are to live with Christ.
如果我要让主在我里边活出来
If we are to let Christ live in us,
那我在生活里边如果经验到有为主而来的十字架的试炼
Then if difficulties or trials come because of the cross,
那个是我自己的十字架
This then is my cross.
哦，生活中可能有很多的试炼痛苦，我们可以称为我们是我的十字架。
There might come many difficulties and trials, and they become our cross.
但是，只有一种特别的试炼，才真正是我们的十字架。
But there is only one special type of trials that is truly our cross.
那么这个试炼就是真正是为了主的缘故而临到我们的那些试炼。
And those are trials that come to us really because of Christ.
不是为了别的原因。
Not for other reasons.
在没有多久以前，我们在香港有一次纪念布道会在中国创办的75周年纪念。
Not long ago in Hong Kong, we had a celebration commemorating the beginning of the Evangelical Free Church in China, in 75 years ago.
在那里，我们有一段时间呢，就由一些个年纪大的人呢讲，在早期。那些个中国传道人和宣教士的经验。
We have some elders to share with us the experiences of missionaries in the early days of the church.
最初他们坐着船从广东那个地方向上边去传福音。
In the early days, they sailed from the province of Quang Tung to northern areas.
到一些个乡村或者一些小镇是非常不受欢迎。
And they were not at all welcome at small towns and villages.
生活的情形非常痛苦，非常困苦。
They lived very difficult conditions.
但是为了传福音，他们去了。
But because of the gospel, they went.
来到一个地方要吃饭了。
They came to a place they had to eat.
把饭摆在那里。
They put their rice there.
上面一层苍蝇把整碗的饭盖满了，你看不见白饭，是黑颜色的。
A crowd of flies just cover the entire bowl, and you simply cannot see the rice.
用手把苍蝇赶走，要吃那个饭。
You drive away the flies, and you try to eat.
然后吃完饭了，在一个二层楼的前边，在那里站着讲道。
And then they try to preach from a balcony.
不是，他们站在地上，在一个楼前边，站在地上讲道。
They preach in the open air, in front of a building.
他们正在讲的时候。后边楼上有一个人拿一个瓦罐，里边装那些最污秽的东西，一下就丢在那个讲员的头上。瓦罐打烂，那些污秽的东西全身那么流下来。
And as he preached, somebody from upstairs threw down something really dirty, and everything just splashed on his body.
继续在那里讲道。
But he continued to preach.
很多这类的经验。
Many such experiences.
那是十字架。
That is the cross.
如果不是为了福音的缘故，如果不是为了主的缘故，他不必经验过这些事情。
If it were not for the sake of the gospel, not for the sake of Christ, he did not have to go.
那个是他的十字架。
That was his cross.
他没有必要自己找来这些痛苦来受。
He did not have to go through such suffering.
如果要凭他自己的力量，他没有办法受得了。
And by his own strength, he could not possibly go through such.
我活着就是基督。
But to live is Christ.
这个是让主在我里边真正的活出来。
This is to really let Christ live out in our lives.
我自己有一次差不多同样的经验。
I had one time similar experiences.
有一次我到波罗州的北部去工作。
One time I went to the northern part of Borneo.
有些个当时当地的几个传道人，还有一些个弟兄姊妹带我去参观一个长屋啊，去探访那些个基督徒。
And I was taken to visit a Christian by another one.
那个北波罗州住那个长屋很有名的，很长的屋子，竹子搭起来的房子。长 long house, 应该说。
There's a special type of house, very famous in Borneo.
那个它是下边是用竹竿支起来呀，人住在上边。
They're supported by bamboo sticks, and the people live upstairs.
这一个很长的房子分成一家一家的那么住起来。
It's a very, very long building divided into small sections.
人住在上边，下边养着猪啊、牛啊这些个东西。
The people live upstairs, and then downstairs they keep livestock.
我去到那里，到那去探的时候，这位基督徒呢，弟兄啊，就在下边那里整那些个猪的住的地方。
And when I came and I went to visit this Christian, this brother was busy feeding the hog.
他的太太就请我们上房里去了。
The wife invited us upstairs.
我们上去以后呢，这位弟兄也就上来了。
And then the husband came up.
然后他们很热情的、坚持的，一定要我们在那里吃东西。
And they insisted that we should eat something there.
一种特别的米煮出来的东西，甜甜的东西。
This is a very special kind of food that tasted somewhat sweet.
那么这位弟兄上来了，我们也看见他洗手，从那么就这么上来了。
We didn't see this brother wash his hands, and then he just came up.
太太把一些东西拿到房里面来。
And the wife brought in something.
看那个样子，心里面已经很难受了。
And as I looked at that, I felt very bad inside.
不单如此啊，这位弟兄呢，就用手好像就那么把那个东西拿起来，放在我的碟里边。
Not only that, the brother took something out of that plate and put it in front of me.
吃不吃呢？如果你要不吃，对那个弟兄可能是一个很大的不礼貌。
What should I do if I do not eat that? It is really rude.
吃真是吃不下去。
But it's really difficult to eat.
一想到那位弟兄的情形，没有办法能咽得下去。
As I look at this brother, I just simply cannot eat.
但是你不能不吃。
But you have to eat.
差不多要，真是差不多要吐出来的样子，但是还是要吃下去。
I almost vomited, but I still swallowed it down.
如果不是为了主的缘故，我没有必要到那个地方去探他。
If it were not for the sake of Christ, I did not have to go to visit him.
如果不是为了主的缘故，我没必要来吃那个东西。
If it were not for the sake of Christ, I did not have to eat that.
凭着我自己的力量，我没有办法能够做得了。
By my own strength, I simply could not do that.
但是为了主的缘故。
But for the sake of Christ.
你说那个是十字架吗？
Do you call that a cross?
我活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
我们没有办法能够跟保罗这个经验来比。
We simply cannot compare ourselves with Paul.
但是我们如果没有愿意跟保罗一同经验的这个心智，我们没有办法能够在我们生活里显出主耶稣来。
But if we do not have this desire to have the same kind of experiences as Paul's, we simply cannot truly live out Christ.
保罗在罗马的监牢里面，他能够把那个监牢的经验把它忘记。
In that Roman jail, Paul was able to forget about his circumstances.
他说：“因此我就欢喜，并且我还要欢喜。”
He said, "I rejoice and I rejoice."
我所以能够这么欢喜，因为我活着就是基督。
I can rejoice because for me to live is Christ.
然后另外一方面，我们再看呢。
On the other hand.
保罗不单他忘记他监牢里面的痛苦
Not only did Paul forget about his suffering in the jail
而且他把整个的痛苦好像提高到完全不同的一个平原上面来生活
He was able to dignify his suffering and he lived as if he lived in a different realm
为什么会如此呢
Why could he do that?
我觉得还这里有两方面的原因
I think there are at least two reasons.
头一方面，保罗说呀，我受的捆锁是为了主耶稣的缘故。
In the first place, he realized that he was suffering for Christ.
在这段的书信里边，保罗几次讲到这件事情。
Paul talked about this several times in this epistle.
保罗在比如说以弗所书第三章第一节那里说。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
说我为你们外邦人为做了基督被囚的。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1 For this reason I Paul the prisoner of Christ of Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles
然后第四章第一节说我为了主而被囚的
And then in chapter 4 verse 1 it says I therefore the prisoner of the Lord
保罗把这件事情看成了完全的另外一回事
Paul was able to look at the whole thing from another angle
他说因为为主的缘故我经验了这件事情
It is for Christ that I'm going through all this.
为了主的缘故这句话呀，我觉得有两方面的意义。
I think there are at least two meanings in this phrase for the sake of Christ.
一方面呢，可以说是因为我为了因为主这么样受苦，所以我属主的人不能不受这个痛苦。
First is because Christ suffered, therefore as a man of Christ, I have to go through the same.
学生永远不能够高过他的先生。
The student cannot ever be higher than the master.
主耶稣说，如果人要逼迫我，他们也照样逼迫你们。
Jesus said, if man persecutes me, then they are to persecute you too.
主耶稣好像是对门徒说，你们需要做一个决定，做一个选择。
It's as if Christ was speaking to his disciples.
你要跟随我，你就必须预备有这么一个受逼迫的心。
If you are to follow me, then you have to be ready for persecution.
你今天愿意不愿意来做这个决定？
Are you ready to make such a decision today?
你如果不能够为我的缘故来忍受这个痛苦，你不要跟随我。
If you cannot stand such suffering for me, then don't follow me.
如果你要跟随我，学生不能高过先生。
But if you are to follow me, then the student cannot be higher than the teacher.
人怎么样逼迫我，也要照样的逼迫你们。
As men persecute me,They will also persecute you.
然后另外一方面呢，我觉得这有一个意思是指着保罗说，我自己乐意的要去为主忍受这个痛苦。
Secondly, I think Paul is saying here, I am just glad to suffer for Christ.
因为主为我受了这个痛苦了。
Because Christ suffered for me.
我要跟随主。
I am to follow him.
我不能够不为主有这么一个受苦的心志。
I have to be willing to suffer for him.
而这个我觉得是一个非常重要的一个关键。
This is a very, very key concept.
如果我们要跟随主
，If we are to follow Christ,
那你必须有这么一个心智，愿意付上代价来跟随。
That means we must have this determination to pay the price to follow him.
一个不付代价而跟随主的这么一种生活，是一个没有意义的生活。
It is simply meaningless to live a life following Christ without having to pay any price.
如果你可以不付代价，可以完全的按你的意思生活。
If you can live according to your will, not having, you must have this determination to pay the price to follow Him.
一个不付代价而跟随主的这么一种生活，是一个没有意义的生活。
It is simply meaningless to live a life following Christ without having to pay any price.
如果你可以不付代价，可以完全的按你的意思生活。
If you can live according to your will, not having to pay any price.
而可以跟随主的话。
And you are to follow Christ.
那么谁都可以跟随主了。
Then anybody can.
如果跟随主还可以完全满足我自己的心意。
If following Christ still allows one to live as one wishes,
做主的门徒还可以完成我自己的计划。
Being Christ's disciple still allows me to finish my plan.
要做主的仆人，我还可以做我所喜欢的事情。
Being Christ's servant at the same time doing things that I like to do.
那么谁都可以跟随主了。
Then anybody can follow Christ.
连撒旦都可以跟随主了。
Even Satan can follow Christ.
如果他要一边跟随主，他还能够满足他自己的心愿。
If he is to follow Christ on one hand, and then he is to fulfill all his own desires.
主耶稣自己给我们留下一个很好的榜样啊。
I think Christ leaves us a very good example.
他要完成神的旨意的时候，他需要顺服，付上代价。
When he was to do the will of God, he paid the price.
在客西马尼园祷告的时候，主耶稣说：“父啊，假若可能，求你叫这个杯离开我。”
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "If it is possible, I would like to have this cup removed from me."
他说：“我现在心里忧伤，几乎要死。”
I'm really sad, almost to the point of death.
为什么呀？
Why?
前面有十字架。
Because the cross is before me.
因为他知道十字架的意义。
And he knows what it means to have the cross.
他知道十字架的痛苦。
He knows the suffering of the cross.
他知道在十字架上被人拒弃绝的那个经验。
He knows what it is like to be forsaken by all.
他知道在十字架上，甚至于天父都要弃绝他。
He knows on the cross even his heavenly father will forsake him.
他来是为遵行天父的旨意。
But he had come to fulfill the will of God.
现在在十字架上，天父都要弃绝他。
But now on the cross even the heavenly father is to forsake him.
父啊，假若可能，请你叫这个杯离开我。
Father, if it is possible, please remove this cup.
这担子太重了，我担。
It is a burden too heavy for me to bear.
然后他说，
But then he prayed.
然而不要按着我的意思，只要按你的意思。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
他经过了极大的挣扎。
Through great tribulations.
然后他对父说，不要按着我的意思，只要按着你的意思。
He came and said to the father, Not my will, but thy will be done.
不是他不知道那个痛苦。
It's not that he doesn't know the suffering.
不是他不知道那个代价。
It's not that he doesn't know the price.
他清清楚楚的知道。
He knows those clearly.
但是为了按着神的旨意来行。
But because of the will of God.
他甘心乐意，愿意背起这个十字架来。
He is willing to take up this cross.
保罗说为了主的缘故。
Paul said it is for the sake of Christ.
因为主为我已经付上这么大的代价了。
Because Christ has paid the price for me.
今天我不能够不为主付上那个代价。
Today I have to pay this price for him.
如果我不为主付上那个代价，我没有办法来做主的门徒，来跟随主。
If I do not want to pay the price, I cannot be his disciple.
保罗说，我为了基督的缘故做了这个被囚的人。
Paul said, "It's because of Christ's sake that I have become a prisoner."
今天我们在主的面前也需要做这个选择。
Today we have to make this choice before the Lord.
学生不能高过先生。
The student cannot be higher than the teacher.
哦，这个逼迫也许不是今天来到。
Maybe persecution will not come today.
但是如果今天我不预备好了我的心智。
But if we are not ready today,
在我今天的生活里边，我不能够为主付上那个代价。
If today I cannot pay the price,
我没有办法真正能够做主的学生。
Then I cannot be his student.
保罗说为了主的缘故。
Paul said it's for the sake of Christ.
那整个不一样了。
Then everything is different.
不是罗马兵丁拉我来做监保，是主为主的缘故我来做监保。
It's not because that the Roman soldiers have taken me here, but it is because of Christ's sake that I.
我要忍受痛苦，我要牺牲，不是别人逼着我来忍受，逼着我来牺牲。
I'll make the sacrifice. I'll bear the necessary suffering, not because men make me do this.
乃是我为了主的缘故要如此行。
But it's because of Christ's sake I want to do this.
然后另外一方面呢？
Then on the other hand,
保罗告诉我们，他所以这么样做呀，因为他有一个真正的属灵的眼光来生活。
Paul tells us he is going through all this with a spiritual vision.
他现在经验的这件事情，也许在人看来不容易担当。
What he is going through is really difficult.
但是他的生活的目标不是现在。
But his purpose of life does not lie with the present.
罗马书第八章第二十八节，我们都很熟悉的一节圣经。
We are very familiar with a couple phrases from couple verses from Romans 8.
万事都互相效力，叫那些爱神的人得益处。
For everything works for the good of those who love the Lord.
最终是为我们的益处。
The ultimate purpose is that we are, it is for our own good.
但是我们这个益处啊，也许今天看不了那么清楚。
But we might not be able to see that good.Now,
今天我们也许是经过痛苦，但是这个痛苦还是为了我们的益处。
We go through suffering at the present, but the suffering is for our good.
你生活中也许要有困难，但是如果你要看见那个困难以后来的那个益处、那个好处，那这困难容易担当了。
There are difficulties in your life, but if you are able to see beyond the difficulties to what is to come, then you'll be able to bear the difficulties.
有人讲了这么一个故事。
One time, I heard this story.
有一个做爸爸的，有一天从他的儿子的睡房门口过，听见儿子在里面笑。
One day, a father passed by his son's bedroom and heard his son laughing inside.
也说，那个孩子一边在说，嘿，如果你要知道我所知的一些事情，嘿，就不同喽。
The son was mumbling to himself, if only you know what I know, then everything is different.
这个爸爸觉得很奇怪，不晓得爸爸这小孩子在讲什么。
So the father was very curious.
那么，但是他又不想搅扰他，所以第二天早晨才问他的儿子。
But he did not want to interrupt him, so he waited till the next morning.
然后他叫儿子来问说：“你昨天晚上在那里，讲什么呀？”
So he asked the son, "What were you talking about last night?"
一讲呢，这儿子面上就好像有笑容了。
And then the boy really broke into laughter.
他说：“怎么回事呢？”他在看一本侦探小说。
The boy was reading a detective story.
那么这个侦探小说的中开始的时候呢，那个好人呢一直在那里被人逼迫，又被人打，又被人抢，又被人拉去坐监，受很多苦。
And in that story, the good guy was initially going through all kinds of difficult times.
这孩子看得受不了了。
And the kid simply couldn't bear it.
这么好人受这么多苦。
How come the good guy is suffering?
然后他受不了的时候，他就翻到书的末尾啊，看看结局是怎么样。
So we turn to the end of the story.
我知道结局啊，是那个坏人结果受了刑罚。
And looking at and turning to the last pages, he realized that the bad guy ultimately will suffer.
哈，他心里面很高兴了。
So he was very glad.
所以他在看见那个坏人在欺负那个好人的时候啊。
And so as he read on and read how the bad guy.Take advantage of the.
他一边笑一边说：“如果你要知道我所知道的，就不一样喽。”
And he said to himself, "If only you know what I know, then you would feel different."
在我们的生活里面，是不是有时候是如此
？Are there similar experiences in our life?
我们如果真知道万事在互相效力
，If we are truly convinced that.Everything works together.
为了我们爱主的人的最终的好处。
For the good of those who love the Lord.
虽然有的时候我们经过很不容易的环境，很大的试炼。
And even though we go through difficult situations.
在人看来是极大的痛苦，极大的损失。
Going through losses and pain.
但是我们可以对撒旦说，如果你知道我所知道的呀，就不这么看法了吧。
But we'll be able to say to Satan, if you know what I know, then you would feel different.
我知道最终神给我有一个好的预备。
I know ultimately God has something good in store.
我们的困难有的时候就是我们的眼光太短了，单单看见我这个目前了。
But the problem is so often we are so short-sighted.
净看见我今天的损失，我今天的收获，我今天的享受等等。
We can only look at the present, our losses, our personal enjoyment.
我们的眼睛没有能够放得更远一点，看见在主里边我真正生活的那个目标是什么。
We are unable to see beyond and to realize what is the true purpose of our life in Christ.
有时候我们所经验的一些事情，也许我们十分不容易明白。
There are times we will go through things that we simply cannot understand.
我们所遇到那些困难，我们没有一点理由可以解释得来。
Faced with difficulties that we simply cannot explain.
但是我们还是，如果能够明白那个真正的情形，就不一样了。
But if we have a full view of what is to come, then we will feel different.
你有一个计划，但是就是不能成功。你有一个计划，但是你做不成功。
You have a plan, but you cannot put that through.
你有一个为主的很好的心。但是受了很多的拦阻。
You have some really good intentions for the Lord, but you are faced with opposition.
为什么会如此呢？怎么解释呢？这么好的事情受拦阻。
Why should this be?
但是如果你要知道最终的那个目标不一样了。
But if you know the ultimate purpose, then you will feel different.
我在这边不知道，我在芝加哥的时候有一个朋友啊，是在警察局的交通部做事。
I have a friend who works in the police department.In Chicago,
it's a traffic control.
It's in traffic control.
他说，那个芝加哥的路可能没有加州的路这么好啊，所以到下班的时候常常很多地方塞车。
Traffic in Chicago is probably worse than California, and the situation is really crowded.
所以到下班的时候，有时候那个六条线的那些路啊，车子停在那里不能动。
So when everybody gets off work, in the afternoon.Sometimes even a six-lane highway, is blocked totally.
那么这种情形怎么办呢？那警察那管交通的人呢，就坐直升机到天上去看一看，看看这整个交通情形怎么样。
So the traffic control people have to take the helicopter, and then they can look down to find out what's going on.
然后看见什么地方交通塞得最厉害，或者什么地方路可以通，他们就指挥一些车子呢绕路啊，就可以走出去了。
Then after they find out what the traffic conditions are like, then they can give instructions to the drivers.
啊，这些个开车的人呢，有时候会很难明白不
？A lot of time the drivers might have difficulty understanding.
那么你本来是向西走，现在警察忽然指挥你转回向东、向南绕一大圈。
You're heading towards the west, but the instruction comes that you have to go towards the south or towards the west, to east.
你很难明白，但是。如果你要知道上面有一个人，他看得很清楚，他所指挥那条路是最好的。
Can understand, but if you realize there's someone upstairs who knows the entire picture and he's giving you the best instruction.
也许你是等于向回走，或者向一个错误的方向在走。
It seems that you are going in the other direction.
但是仍然是为你的好处。
But it's still for your good.
也许你现在这个计划非常好，但是受了拦阻，你不能明白。
You might have an excellent plan, but you are faced with opposition and you do not understand.
也许你现在受了一个没有必要的痛苦，你很难忍受。
You go through sufferings that you don't understand and you feel really bad.
但是你知道上面我们有一位爱我们的主，他在给我们安排这一切。
But we know that a Lord who loves us is up there and he is planning everything for us.
他所指引我们要走那个路是永远是为我们最好的。
And the way he wants us to go is always for our best.
如果我们要知道这件事情啊，那我们的看法就整个不一样了。
Only if we realize this, we'll look at life differently.
保罗对他当时受监禁的经验就有一个不同的看法。
Paul has a different way looking at his imprisonment.
因为他知道上面有一个爱他的主在为他安排这一切。
Because he knows the Lord who loves him is upstairs.Planning everything for him.
所以这里我们看见保罗在这个经验里边呢，他能够忘记他目前的这个困难。
So we see Paul is able to forget about his circumstances.
他能够把他整个这个经验提高到另外一个阶层上面去生活。
He is able to transcend his present situation and live in a different realm.
然后再一方面呢，我们会看见他。能够利用他目前的这个困苦的环境，完成了最美好的意义。
And then we see that he is also able to capitalize on his situation to accomplish something really good.
我们在这段经文里边，我们看见有几件这样的事情，他提出来呀。
We see that he mentions several things in this passage.
这里刚才我们所看的腓立比书第一章，保罗说，无论怎么样呢，都能够叫基督在我里边照常显大。
Here Paul mentions in Philippians that No matter what Christ is to manifest in me,
叫基督在我里边能够显大出来。
That Christ may be magnified in my life.
因着他受苦的这个经验，因着他对这个经验的反应。
Because of what he is going through, because of the way he responds under the situation.
他没有变得对神的反抗。
He did not rebel against God.
他没有对环境有责备。
He did not complain about the circumstances.
他因为有这么一个心，能够叫基督在他身上显大出来。
Because he has this desire that Christ be magnified in his life.
那如果我们在痛苦的环境里边，能够叫别人看见基督在我身上的能力。
If we are to go through times of great pain, so that others may see Christ in us.
那个是我们叫基督能够照常显大。
That is what we called Christ make magnified in us.
不是因为我自己能做什么。
Not because we can do something.
不是我自己能够有什么力量可以担当得了。
Not because we have the strength to bear the burden.
乃是因为基督在我里边显出一个非常的能力来。
But because Christ magnified his power in us.
保罗说我们的人都如同瓦器一样。
Paul said that we are all like vessels of earth.
不单是为主工作的时候，在忍受试炼的时候也是一样。
Not only that when we work for him, we are like that, but it's also like that when we suffer for him.
这试炼有的时候很容易就把我们这个瓦器打破了。
A lot of times, suffering will break up this earthen vessel.
但是如果我们要是单单依靠自己的力量呢，那我那个瓦器很快就会被打破了。
Yes, if we are just to rely on our own selves,Then this vessel is going to be broken very soon.
但是如果我要叫基督在我里面显出来
But we are to let Christ magnify himself.
让基督在我的生命里边可以显大
If we are to let Christ manifest himself.
然后另外一方面呢
Then on the other hand.
保罗这里说呀因着我所受的捆锁欲迎全军和其余的人中已经显明我是为基督的缘故。
He said that because of my imprisonment in the cause of Christ, it has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else.
意思就是说，因着我所说的捆锁，这些个人认识了主的能力。
In other words, he's saying because of my imprisonment.Others have come to know the power of Christ.
如同我们今天早上听说在第四章那里说呀，这些个御营军的人，有人成了属主的人了，信了主了。
Later on, we know that there are people from the Praetorian Guard who have come to know Christ.
因着保罗受痛苦的经验，他把别人带到主的面前来了。
Because of his experiences of suffering, he led others to Christ.
那如果保罗在那个痛苦里边，如果他在那里反抗，在那里埋怨的话
，But if Paul were to rebel and to become bitter under the circumstances,
那他没有办法能够带别人到主的面前来。
Then there would be no way that he could lead others to Christ.
因着他对主的那个顺服，他对主的那个反应。
But because of his obedience before Christ, because of the way he reacted under the situation,
御营军的人因着他的缘故相信了主耶稣。
The Praetorian guards came to know Christ because of him.
然后另外一方面呢，我们会看见的。
On the other hand, we see something else.
因着保罗的缘故啊，别的基督徒都得到了坚固。
Because of Paul's testimony, other Christians are strengthened.
因着保罗受痛苦的经验，叫别的基督徒能够得到了属灵的帮助，属灵的力量。
Because Paul goes through experiences of suffering, other Christians are helped.
照样，我们在痛苦里边的那个经验。
Likewise, when we go through suffering,
可能有这两种的反应。
We can have two kinds of reactions.
也可能有两种不同的结果。
And then there will be two kinds of results.
我在那里如果要是反抗，我在那里如果要是埋怨的话
，If we begin to rebel and to complain,
那么叫别人因我的缘故也有一个反抗的心，有一个埋怨的心。
Then others also begin to rebel and to complain.
但是如果我在那里显出主在我身上极大的恩典
，But then if I am to live out the grace of Christ,
让基督在我身上显露出来。
And if I am to let Christ magnify himself,
那别人会因着我的缘故，在生命里面得了帮助，得了造就。
Then others would be helped
and edified.
如同保罗这里所说的，因为我的缘故，弟兄都得到了坚固。
Like Paul says here, the most of the brethren trusting the Lord because of my imprisonment.
别人因着保罗，生命得到了坚固。
Because of Paul, other people's life are strengthened.
在我们的生命里面和当时在保罗的生命里面一样。
Our lives should be like Paul's life.
我们生命里面也可能有痛苦。
We might have to go through suffering.
也许我们需要经过自己的选择来接受这个痛苦。
Maybe there are times that we have to go through suffering by our own choices.
但是我们如果要认得清楚，我是为主的缘故而做的。
But if we know clearly in our mind that we are doing all that for Christ's sake,
主为我受过那么多痛苦。
Because Christ suffered so much,
我为了主的缘故，甘心乐意要受上这个痛苦。
I will gladly suffer for Him.
我因为是属主的人，我不能够逃避这个痛苦。
Because I belong to Him, I cannot escape the suffering.
学生不能高过先生。
Student cannot be higher than a teacher.
那我整个的生命能够成为一个别人蒙恩的一个见证。
And our life will be a source of blessing to others.
我不知道摆在我们前边的是什么。
I don't know what lies ahead of us.
但是我们需要今天做这个选择。
But today we have to make the choice.
选择不顾一切，我愿意按着主所给我定那个方向来走我的路。
Choose to follow the direction Christ gives us at all costs.
或者我要选择按照我自己的意思来做我喜欢的事情。
Or am I to choose my own way to do the things that I would like to do?
我在主的面前需要做这个选择。
I have to make this choice before Christ.
选择让我自己的意思可以成就，我可以完成我这个雄心大志。
Am I to live for my own ambitions?
或者我选择让主耶稣在我身上可以显大。
Or am I to choose that Christ be magnified in our life?
我已经和主耶稣同钉十字架。
I am crucified with Christ.
如今活着的不再是我。
Who's living is not me.
是基督在我里边活着。
Is Christ living in me?
今天我能不能说是基督在我里边活着。
Today, can I say Christ is living in me?
我今天需要做这个选择。
I have to make this choice today.
我们每一个人今天需要做这个选择。
Everyone has to make this choice today.
到底我们应该让哪一个在我们的里边活出来。
Who should we choose to live in us?
保罗在痛苦逼迫的经验里面
Through suffering and persecution
保罗说让基督在我身上照常显大
Paul said I want Christ to be magnified in me
我们能不能像保罗一样说让基督在我身上照常显大
Can we say the same?
Let's bow
in prayer.
亲爱的父，我们今天一同俯伏在你的面前，我们要敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you and worship you.
因为你在我们身上显得恩典十分的丰富。
Because your grace is rich in our lives.
你给我们在这个地方享受了丰富的恩典。
We have seen your grace here.
但是主，我们求你在我们身上，不论在什么环境，都能够照常显大。
But Lord, we pray that you will be manifest in our lives, no matter what the circumstances.
正如同我们看见你的仆人保罗所给我们做的见证。
As we look at the example, the testimony of your servant Paul.
在极大的试炼痛苦之中，让基督可以显大出来。
Through great tribulations, you are manifest in him.
求主给我们有一个同样的心志。
Lord, we pray that you will give us the same determination.
我们愿意让基督在我们的身上可以显大。
That you will live through us.
为了主的缘故。
For your sake.
为了主为我们所忍受所牺牲的一切。
Because of what you bore, what you suffered for us.
我们愿意为了主的缘故付上任何的代价。
We are willing to pay any price for you.
不管前面你带领我们要走那条道路是什么。
No matter where and what you will lead us to in the days ahead.
不论将来要有什么代价需要付。
No matter what price you ask us to pay in the future,
主啊，我们愿意。
Lord, we are willing.
求你给我们有一个愿意的心。
We ask that you will give us this willingness.
当我们都低着头祷告的时候，
as we have our heads bowed,
每一个人都亲自在主的面前要做这个决定。
Let everyone make his or her choice before the Lord.
你可以在心灵里边默默地告诉给主知道。
You can tell the Lord in your own heart.
你愿意选择完全地跟随主。
You are willing to follow him completely.
或者你愿意让你自己的意思可以成就。
Or you want to do your own will.
你可以清楚地告诉主知道。
You can simply tell the Lord.
父，我们满心的感谢你。
Loving Father, we thank you.
因为你是鉴察人心的主，你知道我们心灵所存的。
Because you know our hearts.
你已经听见了我们心里边默默向你的祷告。
And you have heard our prayer.
求你按你的恩典垂听我们所求的。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.